Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today, and we are talking to Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel out of Oklahoma State University. And Darrell, we've got a bunch of cattle numbers that Uncle Sam has given us, and might start first of all that monthly cattle on feed report. What do you see that really sticks out in your mind there?
Well, you know, the trade's going to react to the placement number. They were expecting a relatively large placement, but the average was like 106% of last year. Came in at 116% of last year. And so it's a big number. The trade will probably react to that a little bit. The marketing's number was about as expected, about 104% of last year. And actual on-feed total is not much different than what was projected, about a 102.7, 103 rounded around. That's about what it was a month ago. So, but the placements number was bigger than expected.
How can you have that many more placements than expected and still only be 3% above the last report?
Well, you know, sometimes you wonder about the math on these things, but, you know, obviously there's other disappearance that comes into that as well. So, you know, it doesn't just add up perfectly every time. I think what's important to keep in mind in this number, if you look at the placements, the biggest increases were in the lightweight categories, and we haven't been doing much of that. We've been generally placing heavier cattle. Feedlots a lot of times like to feed cattle, but feed heavier cattle, I should say. But right now, they've made a lot of money in May and June. They had tremendous returns, and they want to feed anything they can feed. Cost of gain's pretty cheap. So they just loaded up on everything that was out there right now. And that's important to keep in mind in terms of the timing implications of this for the cash-fed cattle market. These lightweight calves are going to be pushed off behind a lot of other stuff, and we probably won't keep doing this placements rate. So it really probably doesn't have that much impact going down the road, but we'll see how the trade reacts to it.
So the key on those lighter weights, that means that really spreads out the actual marketing to these animals when they're ready to be harvested.
That's right. You know, this is the fourth month in the row of large placements. The first 2 months were heavily concentrated into the big end of the weight categories. The last 2 months have been, especially this one, is more concentrated into the lightweight end, which means that those categories are not going to overlap. And so we're not really going to load up the second half of the year as much. We're going to spread them out through the second half of the year. And some of these cattle may actually move into the first part of next year.
From the monthly report, obviously those placements pretty big. Quarterly numbers also issued today by USDA. What sticks out in your mind from those quarterly figures?
Well, again, we've got more cattle on feed. So steers, the number of steers on feed compared to last year was up 1.4%. For the last two quarters, it's actually been down. So it's not surprising to have it up, and it really doesn't mean anything more than the fact that there's just more cattle out there and then more cattle coming through the system. The heifer number's been running about 5% up the last two quarters. It was up almost 11% this time. So that, that begins to tell us maybe a little bit more about heifer retention. There's more heifers in these feedlots right now. Heifer slaughter's been running about 11% up year over year. So all of that would suggest that we're probably moderating heifer retention and herd expansion as we go forward.
That's pretty significant, I would think, as far as that double-digit type of number, right?
Yeah. You know, and these heifers are already in the feedlots. So, we've been doing this for a while to have that kind of increase.
Let's talk about the third report that USDA offered us here, and that is the inventory report, a mid-year report. As you mentioned before we started, we don't have any history from July of last year.
You know, it's been very frustrating the last few years. USDA didn't do this report in 2013, then they reinstituted it in 14 and 15, then they dropped it again in 2016. Now we get it in 2017. It really compromises the value of these reports when you don't have a consistent series over time. The July inventory is a different survey than January anyway, a little harder to interpret. So it's really makes it very difficult. However, if you go back and look historically, so we can't compare to a year ago numbers, but if you look at historically how the July numbers compare to the January numbers, we can get a little bit of information on the herd size out of that. Beef cows in particular, the July number we just got was 104% of the January number. Historically, that number has averaged about 101 to 102. And if you go back and look at history, anytime that number's been over 102%, it says that we're still in herd expansion. And that's what we expected, and I think this kind of confirms that.
So that will likely give us a bigger cow herd number come January 1 of 2018.
That's what you would read from this in this report, yep.
Now, you said also maybe the most important number out of that cattle inventory report, a calf number.
We do get an estimate of the calf crop. In fact, that's one of the reasons we've argued that this July report is so important, because it gives us an idea. So, compared to last year's January, based on the January estimate of the 2016 calf crop, this mid-year estimate, and it really is a first estimate, if you will, of the 2017 calf crop, was up about 3.5%. Last year, 2016 over 2015, we were up about, 2.9% or thereabouts. So, and again, we had big herd expansion last year. We already know that. We were expecting a bigger calf crop, and this really just confirms that.
Put a kind of a bow all around all of these reports. What are you really seeing as far as the state of the industry here at the midpoint of 2017?
Well, I think, largely these reports confirm what we suspected was happening. That's the way I read it at this point. I don't think there's any big change or big surprise in these numbers. It looks to me like we are still expanding the herd here in 2017. It also looks to me like we're putting the brakes on a little bit. We expect the 2017 herd growth to be more moderate than last year, and maybe it's suggesting that we're going to put the brakes on even more going into 2018. And beyond that, a bigger calf crop means that we're going to have bigger feeder supplies well into 2018. So we've got a pipeline of bigger beef production that's going to extend well into 2019 now, and that's what we've been expecting.
How does that translate back to profitability for our various segments of the industry?
Well, this is the supply side. It's getting bigger. In fact, it's the first time we've had a significant herd expansion in 25 years. And so that's a challenge. We get worried about that. But the other thing that's happened this year that has been a very pleasant surprise has been the strength of demand, both domestic and export. And we've had stronger than expected cattle markets despite the supply challenges. And we're going to be watching that demand going forward. I think on average, there's opportunities for profits in this industry. We're not going to have major run-ups, and I guess the odds-on favorite is for some more price pressure based on the supply side, but it really hinges on the demand side.